The latest from our newsletter at podnews.net. Apple Podcasts has launched an embeddable podcast player, allowing anyone to embed the audio from any podcast on their own website. We've added it to our list of embeddable podcast players. You can add your podcast's player by visiting your podcast's page on Apple Podcasts on the web, or the Apple Podcast Marketing Tools website, which we'll link to today from our show notes and our newsletter. Plays from the embeddable player don't currently appear in Apple Podcasts analytics. They will, though, appear in your own podcast host numbers. And unlike the embedded Spotify player, the Apple one doesn't promote other podcasts as soon as you hit play. Podcast host Libsyn has published its 2020 third quarter financial results. The company's podcast hosting revenue for the quarter grew by 15% year on year. However, Libsyn's ad revenue continued to fall, down by 22%, and the payoff to the company's former CEO made the company lose over $2 million this quarter. Libsyn also owns Pear, an internet hosting company. Spotify has added a way of saving individual podcast episodes to your library. It's called Your Episodes. Oh, and if you're in the UK, Spotify is offering 3 months free access to Spotify Premium for new users. And if you cancelled Spotify Premium in the past for whatever reason, you can get 3 months for just $9.99. It's a UK-only offer. I don't know, first Dominic Cummings and now this. You are lucky, Britain. If you want a podcast but you're scared of microphones, Poise is a service that creates podcasts from any content and is narrated by real voices, so they say. And would podcasting be better without the headphones? Billboard reports on sound beaming, a way of beaming sounds directly to you without wearing headphones. We'll quote from the press release. The technology uses a 3D sensing module and locates and tracks the ear position, sending audio via ultrasonic waves to create sound pockets by the user's ears. Anyway, we'll link to a video with all of that too.
In the last 18 months, I don't think I've had an easy day. I am incredibly tired.
That's the outgoing CEO of Virgin Australia, Paul Scurrer, in Curveball, new today on ARN's iHeart Podcast Network Australia. It talks to business leaders about a time this year when adapting fast was the key to determining a company's future. And that's the latest from our newsletter. Subscribe at podnews.net.